In this bulletin, a deal is struck at the UN climate talks in Poland. Labor says it plans to build 250,000 affordable homes if elected to government. And in sports, Sydney FC defeat the Wanderers in a rainfield derby. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Nations have agreed upon a set of rules to govern the 2015 Paris goals of limiting global temperature rises to well below 2 degrees Celsius. Nearly 200 countries attended the UN climate talks in Poland over the last fortnight. The Australian representative for the so-called umbrella group of nations say they are satisfied with the progress made.
We have brought Paris to life. It's not been easy, and we've all worked hard to find each other. We are pleased that we have been able to do so. We welcome clear guidance on the information parties will put forward as part of future commitments and clear guiding principles for accounting toward targets.
The Maldives representative for the group of 44 small island states says they're disappointed the meeting postponed decisions on more ambitious action to fight global warming.
We were shocked by the number of fights there were over issues that were decided well before Katowice. We need to keep moving forward in this process, but the kind of progress we can only be delivered by political leaders who are brave enough to stand up for what is right.
Low-income renters will save hundreds of dollars a month while living in new houses under a Labor plan to build 250,000 affordable homes. Labor leader Bill Shorten will later today use Labor's national conference to outline his $6.6 billion 10-year plan to rebuild Australia's affordable housing stocks. He says a future Labor government will pay $8,500 a year to investors who build new homes, as long as they offer them at 20% below market rent to low and middle-income Australians. Israel's foreign ministry has welcomed Australia's recognition of West Jerusalem as its capital, calling it a step in the right direction. Prime Minister Scott Morrison confirmed the decision in a speech in Sydney on Saturday, saying the recognition of East Jerusalem as the Palestinian capital will need to wait until a peace settlement is achieved. The relocation of Australia's embassy to Jerusalem will also be delayed until the conclusion of a peace settlement, with a trade and defence office set up in the meantime. Senior Palestinian official Hanan Ashrawi says the policy is irresponsible.
Well, this decision, regardless of the fact that it talks about West Jerusalem, is an irresponsible decision that constitutes a negative interference in the dynamic of the region and in the requirements of peace and justice.
Australia becomes the third country to recognise Jerusalem as Israel's capital, following the US and Guatemala. French police have fired water cannon to disperse Yellow Vest protesters in Paris. It took place on a day of largely peaceful demonstrations, the fifth straight weekend of protests by the country's Yellow Vest movement. Cold weather, rain and recent concessions by French President Emmanuel Macron resulted in significantly smaller crowds. Sri Lanka's Prime Minister has resigned. Mahinda Rajapaksa has quit his post just 7 weeks after the country's president appointed him in controversial circumstances. Mr. Rajapaksa had been twice sacked by Parliament in the 7 weeks since his appointment, but had up until now refused to quit, creating political gridlock. And in sport, Western Sydney coach Marcus Babbel has accused players on his team of lacking the hunger to win after losing another derby to Sydney FC. Veteran Janjetovic was handed a red card for handling the ball outside the box, costing the Wanderers a shot at winning. They went down 3-1 to Sydney FC in a match delayed almost an hour by heavy rain and lightning. Babbel says his team missed too many opportunities.
We are not this... this hungry in this moment, we don't see the danger in this moment, and then we don't have to be surprised if you lose this game then, because this is a good side. So if we're not changing this, you never will win something, no chance. So we have to change in this moment, our mentality. Yeah.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, shower or two, possible storm 26. Adelaide, a shower or two, 24. Melbourne, a shower or two, also 24. Hobart, rain, possible storm, 25. Canberra, mostly sunny, 28. Wollongong, shower or two, 27. Sydney, shower or two, 29. Newcastle, shower or two, possible storm, 31. Brisbane, showers and a possible storm, 28. Cairns, showers and a possible storm, 35. and Darwin, partly cloudy, 34. I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News.